Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. The group Force MD has been in the news a lot lately. You may have seen them actually in their episode of TV One's Unsung. But also, of course, their music has been a part of our lives for quite some time as well. It's been great to be able to see them not only getting the recognition that they deserve, but also to be able to share their story. And they're going to be able to continue to do that today. I'm excited to be able to welcome Khalil from the group of Force MDs to our show today to talk to us not only about the group's longevity, but what it's been like for him to be able to, in their own words, to share their story with their fans, as well as to be able to tell a little bit of the story behind the music. Last year, they released a project called For Lovers and Others, their greatest hits. You all are going to be hearing some of that music on our program today, as well as reminding you guys how you can support the music yourself. Khalil, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Hello, Khalil, can you hear us?
Hello, Khalil.
How are you?
Good. Yes, it's Khalil and Stevie D from Force MD on the phone.
Oh, Stevie D as well. Okay, thank the two of you again for being with us. As I said, we're going to be hearing music from For Lovers and Others a little bit later in our program. But Khalil, I want to start off by talking about the longevity of the group, because that has been one of the things I think that has really inspired so many people. You all have been able to create some amazing music over the years. What has it been like for you to see the way that your fans continue to support your music?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to have classic, timeless music that people still, to this day, new and old, relate to, feel, as well as get inspired by. And then for us on our end, it, you know, like to stand the test of time, because it's so much different things and elements in the industry and as people, as we grow and evolve into who we become, that, you know, can pretty much, you know, defect us or deter us or derail us from basically trying to stay committed as an organization and a brand that, you know, we have to fight for. You got to fight for your dreams, and you got to fight for the space that you want. And we're doing that. And that takes patience, that takes unity, and it takes, like, you know, back and forward until you get it right. And that's what we're able to do. Get it right.
Exactly.
You know?
I think that is so true. And the consistency is so important. Stevie D, this really is a family affair for you. So, I mean, it's not only, you know, just creating great music together, but also, of course, being able to be family together. Do you think that's part of why you all have been able to have the unity for yourselves? Because you all have a common goal and a common purpose.
Yes, we definitely, you know, definitely absorb the same passion for the music, you know, because we all started as little like 9-10 years old, and we've been hooked ever since. So, you know, we had definitely a lot of trials and tribulations, but we were definitely just holding on to the legacy and just keeping it going, because so many people are rooting for us, and plus we're rooting for ourselves, that, you know, because we know there's a lot of things that can happen with groups. And we had, you know, members switch, but me and Khalil definitely are the glue to the group that keeps the group together and keep us going. And so, you know, our legacy is being known now, and, you know, and we're very happy with what we're doing right now. We're definitely keeping a positive impact on what we're doing right now.
Exactly, and that positivity is so important. Khalil, I want to go back to you, because during the month of September of this year, of course, I was just referencing earlier that you have the Unsung episode, and those have become so popular for people and a great hit for TV One. I mean, you were among those, of course, that were watching like the rest of us, because I saw you guys posting about it on Facebook and Twitter. What was it like for you not only to be able to share your story with TV One, but then to be able to watch it being told with your fans?
Well, that's a real good question there, because I could tell you, you know, when we sat and watched it, we watched it with our father and some other siblings and whatnot, you know, just for us collectively all knowing the journeys and, you know, the highs and the lows and stuff, and just to see finally, you know, the world, with any missing pieces that people got to the Force MD's journey or story, they're all going to see it now, and we're all seeing it together with them. It was a great feeling. It's like kind of like when your record first comes on the radio, you just get excited and you're like, wow, okay, finally they're going to be able to put the story together. You know, how the London Brothers started, put things together. And like, and even like what Steve just said, that we're still the glue right now to the group that keeps everything running and moving.
Exactly. And Stevie, I want to go to you about the name of the group, Musical Diversity. Diversity is a big part of what has kept you guys alive, I think, because it was so important, I think, for you all to be who you were as individuals. Do you think that's what set you apart, that you were not afraid to shake things up and you weren't afraid to be different?
Yeah, that's us starting as, like I was talking about when we were younger, you know, us just imitating all the greats, like the Jackson 5, the Temptations. This is all the stuff we used to sing in the Staten Island Ferry, even Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra. These are all people that we imitated, and, you know, and they happen to be a lot of the great, like, legendary artists to this day. We definitely took into that, and to this, that's why the musical diversity is so strong with us, because we can go any way in music. We can go into the courses of rap, we can do reggae, and we can do all styles of music. And, you know, Itching for a Scratch, like one of our songs in the past, that was definitely one of the songs that really showed a lot of our versatility. And, you know, it's something that we definitely hold, and the people are always going, what does MD stand for? What does MD stand for? So we got to let them know it's definitely for musical diversity. This is a versatile group, and the force is definitely like, was the struggle it took us to make it.
Exactly. And that force continues with you guys today. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today Khalil and Stevie D of the group Force MDs. We're talking to them not only about the journey of the group, but what it's been like for them to share their own story with all of you. I referenced earlier, guys, that last year you all released For Lovers and Others, Force MDs' greatest hits. And on that project, it's available through our friends at Amazon.com. There are 12 tracks that are available there. They can buy them either individually or, of course, buy the entire package. We're going to be actually hearing two of the selections from that, Tender Love and Love Is a House, two of the songs that a lot of people have fallen in love with. I mean, what is it like for you guys, Khalil, to still perform those songs and to see the response from the audience?
Yeah, again, it's a phenomenal feeling because, like I said, you know, it's just how surreal it is to have created or be a part of creating timeless music. And it's like, and your fans, they come all, they take the whole journey with you. And just to see that those songs, you know, bring back memories and experience that people will never, ever forget. And then when you perform those songs, it's just like they're right back at that point when they first met that person they fell in love with or they was in bed making love with. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. We're going to kick things off with Love Is a House. I mean, Stevie D, what about for you? What is that song like for you to still see how that song is impacting people?
It's a great feeling. I just like my brother said, it's a great feeling of knowing that song really transcended all these years. And people, when they hear it, it's like they're hearing it for the first time when they hear it on the radio. It's like a really refreshing song. And we love that, you know, it's a follow-up song from the months to hit a single love, and we didn't know how it was going to be a hard song to follow, but these two gentlemen from London came to the song, and we heard it, and we listened to it for about a week, and we recorded it, and it was magic, and we just put the flavor to it, and it became a classic hit, and we're so thankful for that, and that people still feel the way they feel about the song, and sing the words, sing along with us, and throw the keys in the air when we tell them to do it. At the end of the song, we do it at our show. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, I tell you, it is a song that definitely has stood with people. For those who have not heard it in a while, here is your opportunity. Here is Love Is a House, again from For Lovers and Others, the Force MD's greatest hits. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Khalil and Stevie D right after this. Stay tuned. Lovers and Only, Force MD's greatest hits. We actually speak with two of the members of Force MD's today. We have Khalil and Stevie D on with us, talking with us not only about the love of the music they've been able to create, but also the support of their fans as well. You all got to see their story recently chronicled on TV One's Unsung. We'll be reminding you all a little bit later how you can stay connected with the group. Stevie D, I want to talk about one of the things that has changed over the years that you all have been in the business, and that is the way that your fans are able to connect with you. You now have Facebook, you have Twitter, all these different means. What has that been like for you in real time to be able to see the way your fans are responding to the music and also how they've been responding to the Unsung episode?
Oh, my God. I wish they had that in the 80s. I wish they had that in the 80s. You know, just the communication is definitely more powerful and mm-hmm. it's definitely a better impact on our music. And, you know, and with the Unsung, it's a good thing because it's a lot of people, like all our other songs, like Tears, Here I Go Again, Itching for a Scratch. These are songs that people didn't even match us to, didn't realize that we sung those songs also. You know, a lot of people know Tender Love, but it's good that they know, like, oh, I didn't know you guys sung that. Wow, you guys did make a lot of good records. You know, some people know and some people wasn't aware, but it definitely opened a lot of people's eyes. Facebook's opened a whole lot of people's eyes and curiosities about us. And, we're happy that those outlets are definitely very, very powerful to, you know, to get people to know who you are. And plus, when YouTube, so many people go on YouTube and check us out, and it just opens a whole lot of eyes. And we're happy, you know, that they have that type of machine. The internet machine is here to really get people to know who we are even more. And we're proud of it.
Yeah. You know, I think, Khalil, you know, Stevie D brings up a really good point that a lot of times people have been maybe listening to the music, enjoying the music, and not realizing, you know, who it was that brought that music. Has it been one of the rewarding things to know that you've been able to reach people of so many different generations over the years?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, music is like that force that brings everybody, all races and creeds together. And music is like like an energy and a power of its own. And going back to what you said about the internet and the generations and stuff like that, it's so much of a plus for kids to, you know, be able to go online and, you know, Google you and research you, and generations, you know, are able just to reconnect with you visually and, you know, and through your music. Because, you know, during the early periods of before Sandy's career, like some of the earlier songs, you know, some videos wasn't made to some of these songs. So there's a lot of hit records, like even on the unsungs, there was other hits like Touch and Go, I Want to Know Your Name, Somebody's Crying, Couldn't Care Less. Yeah, it was a lot of other hit songs that wasn't even, you know, mentioned in the unsung that were hit songs for the Force and D's. And
right.
But again, like I said, you know, we do have a documentary called Force and D's Relive, which is like a 90-minute one that goes into a little more depth than the unsung. But just to know, like you say, for generations, you know, just to bring people, you know, up to the speed and create the awareness that, you know, the internet and we're able to share, you know, the journey with everybody now, you know?
Exactly. You referenced some of those songs, and I thought about, you know, now they're able to enjoy Somebody's Crying, Couldn't Care Less, thanks to this greatest hits. Stevie D, is that why it was important for you all to kind of pull all of those songs together and to make them available in one place for your fans?
Yes, it definitely was, you know, and it kind of makes us look even better, you know, because they're like, wow, these guys made a lot of good songs.
Right?
And
right.
Some of these songs, I didn't realize these guys made. You know, you definitely don't get some songs that have been on the album that did get released, but when people hear them, they say, wow, that was a nice song also. You know, we had also songs that from previous album we were on Tommy Boy called Moments in Time and an album called Reunion. We had some very nice songs, but, you know, we didn't have that big machine to really push it out there, you know, like when we were on Tommy Boy Records. To hear, so we definitely keep those songs in the vault, and people will be hearing them very much. So now they okay, eyes are open a little more. We're gonna definitely probably pre-release some of those songs, including new songs that we're working on now.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
It's called the Lost Classics. We call it the Lost Classics, where it's like a mixture of some of the hits they know and a lot of songs that we produced and written that weren't, you know, really marketed at the level that the early hits were marketed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think what a great thing, and what a great thing to be able to use the internet that way, guys, to be able to pull everything together. The final song that we're going to hear on our program here, and again, if everyone is enjoying going back and being able to appreciate the music from the Force MDs, I do invite you all to get, again, the Greatest Hits album. It's called For Lovers and Others, for sure. The second selection we're going to be hearing is a song you all mentioned that everybody, I think, knows, and that is Tender Love. I mean, Stevie D, what is that like for you to realize that after all these years, that song even speaks to people in such a big way?
You know, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. You know, I just think about how it took us 2 hours to record that song in the studio. Right? That was like the fastest song out of all the songs we ever recorded. That was the fastest song we recorded in the studio. And I recall one of the guys in the group, I don't think him, but he was telling the producers that, hey, man, it needs drums. You got to put some drums in it. And you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis like, nah, it doesn't need any drums, man. It's good like it is. Let it be nice and sexy with the piano. I'm telling you. And one of the group members going back, nah, I think it needs drums, man. Like Bobby Brown, it needs a drum to it. But they said, nah, just keep it like it is. And they bet them. We bet you this is going to be a huge hit without the drums. And
yeah.
Hey, he was right. He was right.
Yeah. They've definitely been known to be right more than a few times, for sure. It seems as though they knew what they were talking about. Well, for those who have not heard it in a while, here is Tender Love, again, from For Lovers and Others, Force MD's greatest hits. We'll be back with our final moments with the guys right after this. Stay tuned. By the group Force MDs, again, from their new album that was released last year, For Lovers and Others, Force MDs' Greatest Hits. We've actually been speaking with two of the members of the group, Khalil and Stevie D, today, talking with them not only about the love of the music, what it's been like for them to share with you, their fans, as well as, of course, to share their story as well. Khalil, I want to go with you with our final moments here, because one of the things that you all have been very fortunate to do is not only to have fans among just everyday individuals, but to have other artists love your music enough to want to, you know, do their own renditions of your songs, to be able to be inspired by you. What has that been like for you to know that just by living your life and doing what you love, that other people have been inspired by that?
Well, I can tell you, what's even great like that is just to know that The president, Barack Obama, said on CNN that he has the Force of D's music, and he plays Force of D's music in Air Force One. We was really, you know, we was like, wow, okay, the president's feeling it. But, you know, that
right.
The Backstreet Boys, Michelle Rowland, New Edition, Bone Thugs and Harmony,
Alicia Keys.
You know, a whole bunch of artists, you know, doing renditions of Tender Love. Is again, like, it's just a testament that, you know, a great song, you know, transcends time, you know?
Exactly. So true. What a great message, I think, that we got from TV One's Unsung Guys, as well as that we've gotten from this conversation. I really appreciate the two of you for being on with us to share not only a part of your story, but also, of course, to be able to let the fans know how much they mean to you, because it's very obvious that you all definitely mean a lot to them. Again, everyone, Khalil and Stevie D of the group Force MDs has been our guest for this segment. You all can stay connected with them, of course, through their website. And then, of course, you can find them all over social media. Just search for Force MDs. Is where you all can find them there. And then the album we've been listening to today is For Lovers and Others, Force MD's Greatest Hit. So make sure you guys head over to Amazon.com, get that for yourself. Go to ForceMDsWorld.com. That's the website for you guys to go to for all things Force MDs. Again, that's ForceMDsWorld.com, and that'll keep you connected with the guys. Khalil, Stevie D, thank you all again so much for the time, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Sounds good.
Thank
man.
You very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, too, all right?
Hey, you do the same thing. Thank you for that. We definitely want to thank our good friends at Bullseye for setting up this conversation for us for today. And want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for this edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.